What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the TM Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck, and today I'm going to be talking about using music to help make decisions. Now, there's a lot of psychology, a lot of studies that have been done to show the different ways that music will affect your decision-making process. So if you're a person that struggles making decisions and you need to find some tips, hopefully this episode will help you out a little bit. I'm going to be citing my sources for this so you can go check it out, but keep in mind that a lot of these are basically found on the internet, and I am not a psychologist. So hopefully these tips can help, but keep in mind that, you know, this is all publicly available stuff, and I'm not, you know, able to do the independent research on these things. I can speak to my own experience, but that's about it. But when you listen to this and you're able to make really good decisions, hopefully one of those decisions will be to like and share this podcast. If these tips help you out, hit me up on Twitter at @iCastTMP or follow my Facebook group for TM Podcast. So with that said, we'll get into it. I'll give a little bit of background, then I'll shoot into the tips and the research that was done. So everybody stay tuned. Again, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll be able to make some good decisions after this. So today's topic of discussion is decision making. And for me, I usually don't have a problem making decisions. I'm good at making decisions, but I'm not good at making good decisions. I don't know if that means like I'm impulsive or whatever, but typically trying to choose a course of action is not one of the things that typically would hold me back. And because of that, it is a pet peeve of mine when I'm trying to get something done and people are floundering and going back and forth. So I'm trying to keep my podcast for being rant free. I know a lot of podcasts are like, hey, here's all the things I don't like and blah 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 blah, which can be entertaining, but you know, that's not the vibe that I want to give off. I would rather put out some, you know, some tips, some helpful ideas for people that may struggle with making decisions. And looking into some of the research that causes people to not be able to make the decisions quickly or effectively, or people that that freeze up when it's time to decide something, a lot of that can be a sign of anxiety or depression and things like that. So being cognizant of that, it could be beneficial for some people to find different ways, different strategies to make decisions faster. And since this podcast is focused on music, I was looking at a lot of the different ways that your brain engages with external stimuli such as music, which will help you, basically like a brain hack, to make decisions quickly and effectively, or just it'd be easier for you. Like I said, I'll make decisions. I'm not a person that typically struggles with regret a lot, so I don't consider consequences for the most part. But I do like to listen to music and have that be kind of a backdrop. So that might be something that has helped me subconsciously that I'm not aware of. But I've looked into a lot of different research and a lot of different studies that have been done. Read some college papers, and there's been shown that there's a actual effect based on the music. That based on using music to make decisions, there's a correlation there. And it might not be the same one that you're thinking of. So that's just a little bit of background as to why I'm doing this podcast. You know, hopefully for people that struggle, you know, somebody asks you what you want to eat and you freeze up, then hopefully you can listen to this and that'll be helpful for you. And you know, this will help like groups get finished faster, or you personally be able to make decisions instead of passing the buck to somebody else. Or even if you're a person that makes good decisions and you're able to do that, maybe these tips might be able to help somebody that you're close to that, like, you might be in my seat, you might be like, man, why does this person take so long to decide that they want tacos? We all know they want tacos. Just say you want tacos. You know, those kind of people, you might be able to help them by giving them these tips. So, without any further ado, take a quick break, which I guess is further ado. But after that, I'll come back and we'll go into the research and some of the findings that have come out. So for most of the studies that were done to figure out how music affects decision making, a lot of the studies had a relatively small group of people, and they would play music for them and then have them make a decision one way or the other, fill out questionnaires or something like that. So that's basically the scientific method that they used. Obviously, this is more likely to measure short-term decision making as opposed to long-term decision making. And it wasn't, in these cases, it wasn't anything like people buying a house, something like that, like something that's going to affect you for like 20 or 30. It's kind of like, you know, how do you make quicker decisions? Or how do you make decisions after having listened to certain types of music? They did do, there were a couple studies that I looked at were based on financial decisions that people made. If you were in a restaurant or something like that, the type of music that they were playing would influence your food choices. So if they were playing like American type music, you'd probably be more likely to buy a steak or a hamburger or something like that. If they were playing like Asian music, you'd probably be more influenced to like buy Chinese food. Basically, any culture, like that cultural relation to the music that you would have in your brain, would influence how you would, you know, make your menu choices, which is kind of interesting. Seeing as how if you go into, like, I was just in Virginia earlier this week or last week, and went to a Thai restaurant, and they were playing Thai pop music. Obviously, I went to a Thai restaurant to buy Thai food. Right, so I'm not sure the decision was made at that point, but you know, they did have like kids and stuff, so. But I was more, I guess, more inclined to try something that I hadn't tried before, even though I really like Thai food. I don't get to eat it that much, but I picked something that I wouldn't normally pick, and you know, maybe that's because I was listening to Thai music, Thai pop music. But, you know, that's the research has shown that that's kind of the case for these different places. So if you go to, like, a variety-style restaurant or something like that, then maybe the music that's playing would affect your decision-making in terms of what you picked on the menu. And, you know, this manifests itself in a lot of different ways in terms of how you make decisions and how your brain works. Like to relate that to like hip hop, but obviously hip hop and classical music, the crossover is there, but usually they're putting like trap drums behind a classical sample or something like that. So you know, it kind of negates the purpose if I was trying to use a classical music setting for advice. Of the studies had shown that lyrics, or a lot of the studies have shown that having actual lyrics in music distract you more. So obviously, if you listen to the music, you're kind of like in your own head. You want to process the information that was given to you, so you can make a choice, right? But if you're listening to lyrics and you know the lyrics, or you're just hearing somebody talk, it's basically the same as if somebody was talking to you while you're trying to pick something. It's very distracting. And multiple studies have shown that typically, if you're trying to like be more productive or something like that, you want to pick music that does not typically have a lot of lyrics in it. One of the other things that goes into decision making is stress. So listening to classical music was shown to alleviate some stress from people. It's you know, slower, more melodic, more harmonious, and that would naturally decrease your stress levels. And typically, if you are stressed, you can be prone to making decisions hastily. So if you're listening to more positive music and taking that in, decision-making skills increase because you're able to take in more options because your stress levels have been decreased by the music. And another interesting factoid in here, a study that was done in Taiwan showed that basically the more you liked the music, the more it would affect your concentration. So ideally, the type of music that you would want to choose would be something that you weren't super into, or something that you didn't like. You basically want to pick something that you were ambivalent about, which would be, you know, a lot of people would say like elevator music or something like that, but you know, you want to pick something that you're not going to be distracted by the music. So it's not going to be, hey, you know, I hate this song. One of the other studies is a little more interesting. It was done by a researcher named Tobias Greitmeier. Hopefully I got that right. But basically, one of the studies showed that if you listen to music with more pro-social lyrics, which is more of a positive impact on humanity, so like heal the world, you know, feed the kids, things like that. If you listen to music like that, it actually makes you more pro-social in nature. Decision making is skewed towards helping more people. You're more likely to donate, more likely to be in a mindset where you want to give. So just keep that in mind. If it's not you having that issue, but you know, you want to borrow some money or something like that, you know, play music with pro social lyrics. Definitely. Persuade the person that you're talking to give you some money. And everybody can use $20 every once in a while. That's how I feel. But it's also shown to have more interpersonal empathy towards other people if you listen to music. Surprisingly, if you listen to fast and aggressive music, studies have shown, the study that was done by an Ohio State student and a few University of Texas students, showed that fast and aggressive music actually makes you more risk averse. This is one of those studies that was done when they had to make financial decisions. So they played various rock music. Again, a lot of hip hop wasn't used in these studies. We, you know, if anybody's like a college student out there and they want to, the hip-hop route, because I don't think anybody's done that. I didn't come across that, at least. But it showed that fast and aggressive music made people more risk-averse. So you'd be more less likely to make a risky decision, which is process. Basically, you kind of want to be in more neutral state if you want to listen. If you're listening to music, trying to make a decision. Obviously, these are, like I said, these are more short term. Stress, your anxiety, which is, you know, whichever way that you do that. So for some people it may be exercise, for some people it may be isolation. You want to find your find a way to kind of reduce the anxiety of making the decision so you can make it clearly. Like I said earlier, if you are stressed, you maybe tend to make decisions faster without considering all of the possibilities. Process information and practice making decisions in that space. And hopefully, you know, when it's time to do the real thing, when you're faced with a decision, it'll be easy. So there's a lot of different tips, a lot of different ways out there that can help you make decisions. I'm focusing on music just because that's, you know, the theme of the podcast, and hopefully that'll be something that you can add to that repertoire. In terms of music, you are going to try to use music to help you make decisions. The keys that you want to consider are usually like a slower tempo, something without lyrics, and you don't want to play the music too loud. So like, let's say you're studying or something like that, trying to write, you want to have the music there but present in the background so it's not distracts you, something that you're not, like, it's not necessarily your jam, but it's not a song that you hate, but something that you won't be distracted by. A lot of times on the radio or something like that, they don't play lyricless music on the radio, but there's plenty of channels on YouTube that play lo-fi hip-hop, which I guess would be, me as a hip hop head, that would be my alternative to listening to classical music, because I don't really listen to classical music like that. And I think I wouldn't be distracted by it, but you know, it wouldn't be something that I would just go to on my own. But I would go to lo-fi hip hop type music. There's a few artists out there, like Flying Lotus, like Sound. I'll share this playlist that basically has productivity boost playlist. I'll share that. But you can go on YouTube and just type in lo-fi music to study to or something like that. And it's typically either a live channel or a really long playlist on there that will essentially just play music in the background. You can just, you know, turn that to whatever volume will be less distracting for you and kind of have that be your backdrop for making decisions. So hopefully that helps. Lot of links to these things in the description to this episode if you want to check them out. Once again, thanks everybody for listening. It's been the TM Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck. Twitter at PodcastTMP. That's PodcastTMP. Don't forget to check out the TM Podcast Facebook page. One of the things that's on there is TM Podlist, where throughout the week I'll just do like a quick little daily list of hip hop related trivia facts. So check those out. Leave me some feedback either on the episode or on social media. Hopefully, one of the decisions that you make will be to share this podcast wherever you guys listen to it at. Show it to your friends and everything like that. But like I said, I appreciate every listen that I get. So with that said, everybody, go out there, do great things, make good decisions, and be